preteen gymnasts watch a TV show on child beauty pageants. Through the generous lens of the loved, they do not recognize themselves in the spangled babies or see their mothers in the women with artificial hair and whiplash tongues. Nevertheless, anything children repeat too often for uncertain reasons, doing leg lifts or makeup, putting on leopard print or tiger paws, becomes an obscene smile fixed as a button. They think this is all they can do. And because a circus becomes most alive when the star loses balance and watchers' mouths open to the promise of a thud, a slide, these little athletes already gossip about the disappointments of others. They replay injuries, wrists broken, ambulance sirens dicing up the floor music, oblivious as those construction workers eating peanut butter sandwiches who dangled their legs over New York.